Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
At 28 to 11, yes, Kevin Wolf here this morning with Mark Duclos and Going Greyhounds. Duke, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kev. As usual, it's been another terrific week of greyhound racing. Plenty of news, plenty of feature events that have been staged around Australia. We've got a race coming up at Manawatu in 3 minutes' time, so we'll get through a little bit first. And then David Newling from the Dapto Greyhound Club will be along just after that race at Manawatu to talk about the puppy auction that was held yesterday. Over 300 lots went under the hammer, and the average price there was around $2,180, which is probably replicates the feeling within the industry at the moment, that prices are down. Obviously, we've had the live baiting scandal, which has really decimated parts of the greyhound racing business throughout Australia, and I think that was felt yesterday at Dapto with the puppy auction there, the average price just going for $2,180. We'll also be speaking with Angela Langton, who has the favourite in the Warrnambool Classic, a Group 2 race worth $75,000 on Wednesday night. She prepares Shared Equity, who will start from the inside box. It won its semi-final last week as a 10s-on favourite, running 25 even. And Jason Fletcher will also join us. He has the two hot pots in tonight's Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic final in Fantastic Sid and Fantastic Spiral. These greyhounds have drawn beside each other in boxes 2 and 3. This race is worth $25,000 to the winner, and it will go at 5:12 p.m. this afternoon at Nowra. So a big race day down on the south coast of New South Wales today. Just briefly, in some non-tab information from the weekend, the Tamworth Cup final. It was staged over 457 metres, and Charlie Northfield from the casino region took it out with Porky Teller, who ran 26 even, beating Contact Details and Sheba's Image. It was a big day for Charlie. He also took out the John Jordan Memorial Series with On Interest. And at Young, the Gallipoli Cup was staged over 347 metres. It was won by Pete's Desire for trainer Terry O'Keefe, who clocked 20 and 12. Group 3 Ladies Bracelet was held on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, and the Dailies, well, they would do the four again. They trained the trifecta. Elf and Bale beat Dinah Nico and Springleaf in 29.80. So another feature event goes to Team Daly and also Team Wheeler, who had first and second in that race. Last Wednesday night, we had heats of the Rockhampton Cup, where Superphonic for Steve White was the fastest there in 30 and 14. And as I mentioned, last Wednesday night at Warrnambool, the Warrnambool Cup heats were staged. Kay Deshay was the fastest, running 24.99. And in the Warrnambool Classic semis, Shared Equity was the fastest there, running 25 even. I'll take a quick look at the market for the Warrnambool Cup on Wednesday night. Ride the Rails from box one for Kelly Bravo. One of two runners in the race that she has. It's $13. Ron Ray Spirit has drawn box two. It's $4.80. Dinah Villa from box three is $2.80. And Kev, if Dinah Villa wins on Wednesday night, he will become the highest stakes earner in greyhound racing history.
Wow.
Right around the world. He's currently sitting at around $706,000. $45,000 to the winner on Wednesday night, which means he will overtake Xylia Allen.
You'd like to have a share in Dinah Villa, that's for sure. We'll go to Manawatu here, Duke. It's race one, eight Vegas, Danny, $1.20. Short price favourite here, one Big Time Pulse at $9.90, and five Corborn Legs at $12. Manawatu, race one.
Would be a surprise, really, if the three, the four, or the seven got in, and we're talking 250 to one shots and 100 to one shot here. So bookies wearing their hearts on their sleeve here too. First leg of a double, first leg of a treble, and we get underway today with a Turakina Pet Shop Maiden. Pretty tidy field here. Big Time Pulse off the inside. Rangers Waltz in three. Gold Rug Corborn Legs, and out in seven there is Homebush Magic, second line. Spirit Run, Good Time Lady, Nero, and Vegas Danny the outside. And Vegas Danny is the favourite at $2 on the tote, $1.90 now with the book. Shortened up all morning. Here comes the bunny. Let's find out. Race number one, set to go. racing, and Vegas Denny just a fair break only the outside, and Big Time Pulse leads them out from Corborne Legs. Vegas Denny gets the third, then Spirit Run. Nero was in trouble just getting past that. There would have been Rangers Waltz, and the last pair here are Homebush Magic and Good Time Lady on the corner. Big Time Pulse, the one to catch from Corborne Legs. Down the outside comes Spirit Run. Vegas Denny. Danny is only battling Big Time Pulse. We'll see it through today. Spirit Run, that was a run for second. Then Corborne Legs, Vegas Danny back in fourth spot with Nero, who was checked early. Followed back in the piece here by Rangers Waltz and Good Time Lady and Homebush Magic last.
It was one Big Time Pulse there, 10.70, 1.80. Rough start to the program there. Two Spirit Run, $1.80, and five Corborne Legs here at $2. Result, Manawa 2, race 1. 24-11 going Greyhounds. Where's Mark Duclos here this morning?
Thank you, Kev. And yesterday at Dapto was the annual Dapto Puppy Auction. Joining us from that region, David Newling. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you. 303 lots were auctioned yesterday. The average sale price, $2,180. The top lot was a greyhound by Kinloch Bray out of Power to Erupt, which fetched $22,000. The average price of $2,180. Was the club disappointed with the response?
Well, I think everybody was disappointed by it. There's been factors, as you know, in the last few months in greyhound racing that have resulted in great uncertainty in New South Wales greyhound racing. And the feedback we got from a lot of people yesterday, vendors, buyers, onlookers, is people don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 years in greyhound racing.
But look, I think it's fair to say... David, 16 years this auction has been going, and it's always enjoyed tremendous success. I mean, we have a race series that pups are eligible for as long as the nomination fees are paid up for. It's $75,000 to the winner for the 520-metre race. There's a $8,000 297-metre race, likewise for a 600 metres. The general feeling within the industry is that, as you mentioned, it's one of a conundrum. What is going to happen in the wake of the live baiting expose?
Yeah, what was missing yesterday, Mark, was new buyers for the industry. We started this auction back in 99 as a way to help introduce new buyers to the marketplace. And, you know, it's worked very well. Lots of people formed syndicates, got their first dog, and then they've become, you know, long-term participants. Yesterday, there were no new onlookers. It was basically diehard greyhound people at the auction. And that was something beyond, you know, adapted everything in their power to promote the auction. You know, the quality of the dogs were there. It's just that the market was depressed because for an auction to work, you have to have multiple buyers on each lot. And, you know, there were 39 lots that were sold for the minimum of bid of 500, which tells you that, you know, more than 10% of the lots, you know, no one was keen to bid on.
We had the two top lots, which were Kinloch Bray's Power to Erupt. As I said, the top lot was $22,000, the second top lot, $10,000. Equal second top lot, a Black Magic Opal out of Bubba's Dream for $10,000. And then we had a couple of greyhounds that went for $9,500. And I think this reinforces what you were saying, David. They were by Swift Fancy out of Tonto Tears. Tonto Tears is the mother of Australia's number one stayer in Space Star, yet both of these pups could only bring $9,500.
Yeah. And, you know, there was interest in the top lots, like always, but the mid-range and stuff. And I did meet one guy who thought he got two bargains. He went there with no intention of buying dogs, and he had to approach the club at the end and say, listen, can I get till Monday to pay for these dogs? But he put his hand up. He bought two lots for a total of $4,750, and he thought he got them for half price.
You've been in the greyhound industry for a long while yourself. And as I said, we've seen in the wake of the live baiting expose that the uncertainty that surrounds itself at the moment, it still doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, we had a race worth $25,000 to the winner in the ladies' bracelet. On Wednesday night, we have the Warrnambool Puppy Classic worth $75,000. We've got heats of the Group 1 Harrison Dawson at Sandown Park on Thursday night, heats of the Group 1 Sapphire Crown. I mean, the money's still in the industry. Are you saying that people are worried that the money won't be there in 12 months or in 2 years' time?
You know, I spoke to some very experienced breeders and stuff, and they said the feedback, even trying to sell dogs privately, is people don't know what's going to happen in New South Wales in the next 2 years. So we need a controlling body that can take charge, sort out the welfare issues that have to be sorted out, and give people a positive future for the game. And it's not just greyhound racing that's got problems, you know, harness racing and the gallops. You know, they've all got problems, and we need to be getting new blood into the game, you know.
David, does this jeopardise the future of the Dapto Puppy Auction, or does the club consider it just to be a once-off?
No, well, we always hold a debrief after it. And see, one other factor that may have come into play this year, apart from the welfare issues, was that this was the first time the Dapto Auction had followed another auction in New South Wales. And I've always had some reservations whether the market is big enough in this state to support two auctions in terms of buyers. But, you know, there are a multitude of factors. We'll review it. And luckily, Dapto is, you know, probably the strongest club financially in the state, so they can, you know, afford to carry if there's a small loss on this race. But the club kept it going for the, you know, for the good of the industry, to keep faith with breeders who'd bred for the auction. I just hope that, you know, some of the results may, you know, don't deter breeders from continuing to breed.
David, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
David Newling there from the Dapto Greyhound Club. As I mentioned, the puppy auction was held yesterday, and you can just see by the prices, or the average price of the pups, $2,180. It means they grossed around $600,000. Yet, if we go back to November last year, I think it was November 29, where we held the Richmond Puppy Auction, and that was the inaugural Richmond Puppy Auction, the average price there was around $4,000 per pup and around $1.2 million grossed for the auction. Obviously, since then, we have had the industry in turmoil, is probably the best way to put it, since the ABC's program called Making a Killing was aired. And, you know, it exposed the live baiting saga that has basically, as I said, decimated the sport to a point where people's confidence in the industry is at an all-time low. And that goes for trainers, it goes for owners, and it also goes for breeders. And it was interesting last week on the front page of the Greyhound Recorder that Paul Wheeler was quoted as saying that if he was made the right offer, he would sell lock, stock and barrel. Every single greyhound that he owns, every single stud dog, every single brood bitch, every single race dog. Now, we're talking about the man who supplies, you know, a massive amount of greyhounds to kennels such as the Dailies. He supplies an enormous amount of greyhounds to South Australia. And for Paul Wheeler to be considering something like walking away from an industry where he has been brought up in it and it has been in his entire life, and he is saying that the reason he's thinking about selling is because of the great uncertainty. So there's plenty to do in greyhound racing as far as the statutory bodies go, as far as taking this great sport forward again, because at the moment it's like we're in quicksand, Kev, and we're going down fast.
Okay, 16 to 11, this is Sky Sports Radio. More of Going Greyhounds shortly.
Sky Sports Radio covers the best racing all year round. And going into winter, there's nothing like the Brisbane Winter Carnival.
Daily on Sky Sports Radio, you'll get all the latest on Racing HQ. Then Alan Thomas heads our large race day team.
Looks like the cat trying to get out. El Malad and Brazen Bow together. El Malad and Brazen Bow, they come to the line. And El Malad...
It's Doomben's time to shine this Brisbane Winter Carnival on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Motor neurone disease kills two Australians every day. MND causes people to lose the use of their limbs, ability to speak, swallow and breathe. There is no cure yet. What value do you put on the ability to dress yourself or hug your family? Put a price on it. That's your donation. Visit mndresearch.org.au and donate today to give hope.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, before we get back to Duke with more of Going Greyhounds, Manawatu, it's all clear the first there. One big time pulse at 10.70, 182 Spirit Run, 185 Corborn Legs, $2 Vegas Danny fourth, Quinella 18, Exacta 37, Trifecta 135, the first four paid 522. The second Manawatu comes up in 10 from now, 7 Allegro Blast, 290 the favourite, 8 Tough Diamond, 480. Duke.
Kev, I can tell you it's not all doom and gloom in the industry. I love it. And I love racing greyhounds. I love breeding them. I love owning them. I love the sport. I love what I do. And it's a point that we need to go forward. We need some hard decisions made. We need them made quickly. There's a number of reviews being undertaken, Greyhound Racing Victoria, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Greyhound Racing Queensland. But we need to move forward. We need to move forward quickly. Having said that, it doesn't stop the racing because it continues to this afternoon at Nowra. It is the finale of the ever-popular Group 3 Summer Pappy Classic Final. Jason Fletcher has the two hot pots in it in Fantastic Sid and Fantastic Spiral. And Jace joins us online now. Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Jace, Fantastic Sid has drawn box two. Fantastic Spiral has drawn box number three. They went within 1/100th of each other in their semi-finals last week. Are you able to split these two?
Nah, there's not much between them. They're pretty similar type dogs, and ever who wins the jump and holds the rail at the first corner will probably go close to winning.
They're pups by Spiral Nikita out of Light Fantastic, January 2013 whelping. So they're around 2 1/4 years of age, but they've got plenty of experience. Fantastic Spiral, 18 starts, 10 wins, 6 minors, been ultra consistent. Likewise, Fantastic Sid, who's had 25 starts for 12 wins and 8 minors. Tell us about their career so far to date, Jason, and the way that you've brought them up through the grades.
Well, Sid, he started off being educated around Maitland and Bulleye and Dapto, and then graduated to Wentworth Park, won a few, put him in a couple of group races there, and he just didn't sort of measure up at that stage. And he's come back to his own age division, and he's going all right. But and Spiral, well, he's been a terrific young dog. He won probably 5 races and then got a slight tear in his stopper tendon, and that put him out of action for 3 months. But he's come back just as good, and he actually seems to be improving each week. So there's he's a very good beginner, and he should really go well today.
When you look at the times these pups have run, it certainly puts them in the top grade as far as youngsters coming through. At Wentworth Park, they've run, or Fantastic Sid's run 29.71. Fantastic Spiral in 29.77. If we go to the heats of the Nowra Summer Pappy Classic Final, Fantastic Spiral ran 29.61 first up. You must have been delighted to see him put that time on the clock at Nowra.
Oh, without a doubt. No, very happy. He's actually run 29.60 twice at Dapto, and but he's also, when he was about 19, 20 months old, he ran 25.01 at Maitland, and he ran 18.22, I think it was, to the second mark, just a couple of hundreds outside the second sectional record, and then he broke the second sectional record when he won his heat at Nowra. So he's done it a few times, so hopefully he can keep on going.
As far as early speed goes, Fantastic Sid ran a 4.37 of the first mark at Nowra last week. If we go back to the heats, Fantastic Spiral ran 4.31. The box draw sees Calypso Star in 1, Fantastic Sid 2, Fantastic Spiral in 3, My Gangster 4, My Boy Brody 5, Mako Man in 6, Angry Thunder 7, Destiny's Dynamo in box number 8. The thing is, Jace, that Fantastic Sid is underneath Fantastic Spiral. Now, if he's a half to a three-quarters of a length behind Fantastic Spiral in the run to the first turn, he will still probably hold him out. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, if that's happening, I'll close my eyes, Mark. I hope they don't tangle up. But, if he can hold the rail, Sid, he'll definitely be hard to beat. But he can miss it the odd time, and probably 50-50 he misses it. But the 4.37 that he ran last week, that's as good as he can do. He come out under the lids, where Spiral, he'll run 4.31, 4 to 4.35 every time you put him around. So that's the difference between them. But as far as if you slipped them a post to post or whatever, that they'd run identical times.
Jase, you come from a family steeped in greyhound racing history. Your cousin is Bruce Fletcher, who, of course, is based at Menangle. His father was Percy Fletcher. You're at Appin. Tell us about your setup. How many dogs in work and what sort of a property do you have there?
Well, actually, Rose Birrell retired 2 years ago and on this 25 acres, and she let me take it over, thankfully. I've got 8 racing kennels. There's about five or six racing dogs with a couple about to race. And I've got a couple of litters of pups I'm rearing, a litter of 4-month-old puppies and another litter 8 months. And I've actually got 3 more pups due to be broken in a couple of weeks. So, well, I've got a few around me at the moment, so a few dogs around me. So, no, it's all good. I'm enjoying it, and the family like it. So, and while you're winning, it makes it easier to get out of bed the next day, that's for sure.
I'm sure it does. Fantastic Spiral is 175 with tab.com.au fixed odds this afternoon for the Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic Final. Fantastic Sitters, $2.30. Jase, best of luck. And for you, I guess it's a case of whichever one wins, it's still a great result.
Oh, that's it. Just as long as they all get down safe and they do their best, I'm sure we'll go close, Mark.
Well done. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason Fletcher there, who has the two favourites in the Puppy Classic Final at Nowra this afternoon. On Wednesday evening, it is, of course, the culmination of the big Warrnambool Carnival. We've got the Warrnambool Cup being staged and also the Warrnambool Classic. Joining us online now, Angela Langton is just about to come online. She has the favourite, Shared Equity, who's drawn box number 1, and he is a $1.25 favourite on Wednesday night for the Warrnambool Classic, $75,000 to the winner. Shared Equities drawn box 1. Ballerino in box 2 is $4.60 in second pick. Then we have Dewana Result, Stop Moochin', Fearless John, Nunya Tron, What's Chewin' for Kelly Bravo. Cosmic Lily has drawn box number 8 and is a $26 shot. So Angela has Shared Equity in that race. We're just having a couple of little problems getting her online now, but I can tell you Shared Equity is a greyhound that's got plenty of ability. It's by the ill-fated but champion sire Brett Lee out of West on Bluebird. It's had 13 career starts for 8 wins, and it's run blistering times at Warrnambool. At its last couple, it ran 24.87 in its heat win, and then 25 dead last week when it beat Nunya Tron by a mere 10 lengths. And Shared Equity is one of the real up-and-comers, particularly in Victoria, particularly on the one-turn tracks. And it will go very, very close to winning the Warrnambool Classic on Wednesday night. In the Warrnambool Cup, Ride the Rails from box 1 is $13. The favourite is Dinah Villa from box 3 at $2.80. And as I mentioned earlier, if Dinah Villa is to win the Warrnambool Cup on Wednesday night, he will eclipse Xylia Allen as the all-time leading stakes earner in greyhound racing history anywhere in the world. Xylia Allen has won $743,730 to date. Dinah Villa will take his career earnings to in excess of $750,000 if he can win the cup on Wednesday night, and he is an almighty chance in that. Kate O'Shea, the fastest heat winner, is second, or it's $6.50 in the market and around fourth pick, and is a definite chance. Azza is drawn outside of it.
Okay, we'll keep trying for Angela, but we've got the traffic here, Duke. We'll do that.
Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Good morning now. St Peter's Canal Road, near Burrows Road. We've got an accident involving a truck now closed westbound direction. Expect delays. We've got services attending that one. Over at Botany Road, Foster Street, Mascot, reports of an accident there as well. And roads still closed due to flooding. Stony Creek Road over at Shanes Park in both directions there. Now, World Vision is in Nepal responding to the needs of earthquake survivors. Your help is needed urgently. Please donate now. Call 1332 40 or visit worldvision.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Thanks, Silvio. We're about to go now to Manawatu Race 2. Here, 8, Tough Diamond, $3.37. Allegro Blast at $3.84. Corborne George, $6.21. Corborne Josh at $7.40.
It's her second win. She's had 44 starts. Now has Homebush Pippi.
Open up, please.
As we tick down to start time here. Not sure what's on the on-course PA out there. It's got me slightly distracted. It's usually me coming back through the window, but not quite sure. Anyway, Hopefully I'll come in when I put the PA on. Let's see. Greyhounds as pets, class one. Heat one gets us underway here for the first leg of the Quaddy and Corborne. Josh quickly forward with Found My Berries, Powerhouse Lee and Allegro Blast, the favourite. Second line, Lagoon Fame, Corborne George, Homebush Pippi. And Tough Diamond, 3.10 about Allegro Blast. We look to the outside early. Here comes the bunny and we're set. And we're racing with Allegro Blast out okay, and Tough Diamond was slow, and so was Found My Berries, and Powerhouse Lee got checked early, but now finds the rail and charges through. But meanwhile, Allegro Blast has put about five lengths on them here from Corborne. Josh, Powerhouse Lee, the inside, the outside of that to Lagoon Fame. Tough Diamond is trying to recover further back in the race there to Homebush Pippi. Corborne George, Found My Berries, down comes Allegro Blast, makes it three straight. Corborne Josh second, Powerhouse Lee was a pretty good run for third, so was Tough Diamond for that matter for fourth. Then Lagoon Fame, Found My Berries in the last pair here at Corborne George and Homebush Pippi.
And at 7-1 and 5, the results, 7 Allegro Blast there, 360, 160, 1 Corborne Josh at $3 and 5 Powerhouse Lee at $2.70. Menowar 2, race 2. Back to Mark Duclos here, Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Kev. Just in latest news as far as the greyhound racing industry is concerned, not a lot of good news at the moment. Jenny Hunt, one of the top trainers in Victoria, she's received an 18-month disqualification from Greyhound Racing Victoria after one of her greyhounds, Jubilee Bale, tested positive to ice in a Warrigal Cup heat earlier this year. And Ray Gunston, who is the newly appointed chairman of GRV, said via a press release that we have a zero-tolerance approach to the use of prohibited substances in greyhound racing. It is plain and simple. So Jenny Hunt receives 18 months. GRV have also charged seven people in the wake of the live baiting allegations. And those seven people include Christopher Connolly, Dennis Dean, Brett Mackey, Darren McDonald, Anthony Mills, John Roberts, and Eric Sykes. And stewards have laid a total of 33 charges, with a majority of the charges laid relating to serious offences under GRV's local racing rules and Greyhounds Australasia rules. And Ray Gunston again said that there has been a need to do a thorough and comprehensive investigation into all matters associated with the alleged activities, which is why the investigation has taken the time it has. And where persons are found to have been involved in this heinous activity, we are determined to ensure that the strongest possible penalty is handed down. And if we look at what Racing Queensland has done recently, they've just disqualified another 15 people in the past week who have all been given life suspensions or life disqualifications. And that takes the total in Queensland to 21. We're still awaiting New South Wales, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, who are conducting their inquiries at the moment. But again, look, the sooner this is all laid out to bear and the situation is that the penalties are handed down, the disqualifications are handed down, we need to move forward with the sport. Both Racing Queensland have acted swiftly to disqualify people, Greyhound Racing Victoria in the process of doing so as well. Greyhound Racing New South Wales are in the process of doing that. We need to move forward with this industry, otherwise we're just going to be, we'll be standing still, Kev. Feature events this week, we've got the Rockhampton Cup final on Wednesday night at Warrnambool, as I mentioned earlier. The big ones, the Warrnambool Cup and also the Warrnambool Classic, they come to a conclusion there. On Thursday night at Sandown Park, heats of the Group 1 Harrison Dawson and heats of the Group 1 Sapphire Crown. And then on Saturday night, it's the time-honoured Richmond Oaks heats, and nominations for the Richmond Oaks close tomorrow with Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Now, tomorrow night on The Catching Pen, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Channel 520, Sky Racing 2. Jeff Collison will be my special co-host. Dave Carlson is away. I think he's in Alice Springs today, covering the covering the races up there, and otherwise known as a junket. Yes. But one of Australia's most respected journalists, Jeff Collison, will join us. And we asked the question last week. I proposed a superstars match race, which would have Mibro Fabio from Box 1, Dinah Double 1 from Box 3, Fernando Bale from Box 5, and Dinah Villa from Box number 7. Had too much time on my hands, obviously. And it was a race to be held over 520 metres at a venue such as Albion Park, or 515 metres at Sandown Park. We've asked people to send in their thoughts as to who they think would win the race. So go to the Sky Racing Facebook page. Mibro Fabio in one, Dinah Double One in three, Fernando Bale in box five, and Dinah Villa in box seven. The answer, which a team of experts have come up with, and one of our lucky viewers who answers the question correctly will win a Sky Racing pack. So go to the Sky Racing Facebook page, as well as that tomorrow night, the first part of a feature story on Jamie and Brooke Ennis, two of the nicest people in greyhound racing and two of the best trainers that you will ever meet.
Good on you, Duke.
Thanks, Kev.